building asking people if I should post a certain picture on the Facebook, because last night I ran across a picture of myself. My mom, God bless her, love her. She had saved some scrapbooks of some of my stuff that was in newspapers from my very short, unimpressive athletic career in high school and post-high school. And also just, I wrote for newspapers for a long time, so there's lots of material there that she could cut out and clip and save. And that's what mom's doing. Mom, I love you and thank you for doing that. But she also clipped a picture out of the Alexandria newspaper of me. It was in 1989. And it doesn't matter why it was in there, but it's a facial, like a mugshot of me from a newspaper. And for some reason that summer, I was trying to grow a mustache.
Look at that thing.
And I can't really grow a mustache.
It's going to haunt me in my dreams.
I don't have the ability to grow facial hair in a very good manner. But I'm debating whether to put the picture on Facebook or not, because if I do, I'm just going to be tortured.
Now, were you a big Burt Reynolds fan growing up, or Tom Selleck?
I wish I could have a mustache like Burt Reynolds. Well, this is not a Burt Reynolds mustache. This is terrible.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because it looks like you're trying to go that route. You just didn't finish half the mustache. There's some.
I couldn't grow more than half the mustache. That's the problem.
You just.
So I don't. I'm debating whether to put it on the Facebook or not. If I do, it's going to lead to 7 million likes and 700 comments saying, "My God, what a goofball you are."
If you do, it will become my Twitter profile pic. I will guarantee that.
So watch my Facebook feed for the next couple of days as I mull this decision. Let's bring in a guy who will have no trouble growing facial hair, putting it on Facebook, and doing anything else about it. His name is Ben Lien, and that might be the most awkward segue ever for a state representative, but I had to go with it. His name is Ben Lien. He represents Moorhead in the Minnesota State Legislature. I wanted to get him on the program to talk about Governor Dayton's, I think, odd decision to not include flood mitigation funding in the bonding bill that he put forward. Representative Lien, welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. How are you?
Very good. How are you, Mike? I really appreciate being on today.
Yeah, you bet, Ben. So when I read the news stories and I heard the news stories that Governor Dayton's bonding proposal did not include flood mitigation for Moorhead, right, and I think many other places as well, I was somewhat taken aback by that. I thought, look, we're so close in Moorhead. We're so close in Oakport Township. This should be a priority. Why is this not a priority for the governor? What was your reaction to that, Ben, and what have you done about it?
Well, my first reaction to seeing his proposal was really pleasing in the sense that he's shooting for nearly $1 billion in bonding projects. And that's something that I think is really, really good, really positive. We've seen bonding bills in the last couple years or the last couple sessions, that $600 million range. So seeing him set such an ambitious goal of close to $1 billion, $986 million, I think is really good, taking advantage of still low interest rates, still low construction costs, putting people back to work, getting infrastructure projects going around the state. So those were some of my initial thoughts. And then also I was very appreciative seeing that he did include $6.5 million for improvements to the transportation building over at M-State. So that's certainly going to be good for our local economy. But in terms of the flood mitigation, that is correct. He did not include any projects for any flood mitigation at all in Minnesota. I was a little disappointed, I will say, because we are so close to finishing the projects for Moorhead, about another $7.5 million, and we'll be done with Moorhead. Also, Oakport, another $5.5-6 million there. And we'll be completely done with flood mitigation for the district. So I was certainly, disappointed to see that. But I think the biggest thing to remember is that this is really the first conversation that will be going on throughout the entire legislative session. So the House, they'll put together their bonding proposal. The Senate will put together their bonding proposal. And then negotiations throughout the session will be happening. So it certainly sets my goals, my priorities, where I'm going to be focusing on throughout the 2014 session, right there with making sure we can finish these flood projects.
Are you confident that's going to happen? Are you confident that Morehead is $7 million in the whole scheme of things, sad to say, is not very much. And so are you confident that you can, that between you and Paul Marquardt and others, you can get some things done here and get that $7 million?
The exact term I've been using is cautiously optimistic, you know, knowing that, I think the flood mitigation work Morehead has done in the last 4 or 5 years really speaks well to how bounding projects can be accomplished. There's been such great local cooperation. The city of Morehead has gone well above and beyond their required local match. Plus, as soon as the money is appropriated to the city, it goes to work right away. The homes are bought out and the dirt is turned, the levees are built. I'm certainly cautiously optimistic. I think looking at how far we've come is certainly the best argument we have to finish this project, not to mention getting into some of the other things like the FEMA insurance rates and everything. The word I've been using at my town halls lately has been cautiously optimistic that we certainly have to work very hard at it. But I think the project and it as a whole really speaks well in terms of the progress we've made.
How have the town halls been going, Representative Lean? Because you have a whole massive slate of town hall meetings that you've been having around your district. Are they going okay?
Yeah, they are. They are. The conversation has been very productive. Hearing some good things in terms of education. Now with the bonding bill, people have questions about that. I've heard some pushback in terms of the tax bill and some things we did there. So it certainly does give me good reflection as to what people want to see Minnesota do moving forward. So certainly been really pleased to be that I've had these town halls, that I've been able to get feedback from folks. And it's good. It's given me good insight into what folks are thinking and feeling.
Do you think that some of the taxes that Governor Dayton proposed and were voted through the legislature, do you think that some of those might be rolled back in this next legislative session? Is that a possibility? Because I have heard some of the same things that you have, and I'm certainly not talking to as many people as you are, and I'm certainly not in a position of authority like you are, but there are people who are concerned about some of the taxes that were passed this last time around.
Yeah, I think the priority will be business-to-business taxes. There were three business-to-business taxes and then the farm equipment repair tax. So I think that'll be the priority in terms of rolling back some taxes. Also, I think there's room for some middle-class tax relief in the area of some tax conformity, so some things on the federal tax code that Minnesota didn't conform to in 2013. I think with the surplus, there'll be some more money there to do some of those things as well.
Excellent. When's your next town hall, and how can people become a part of those, Ben?
I have them all posted on Facebook. I did that at the beginning of all these town halls. My next one is Thursday evening, this Thursday, the 30th, 7 p.m. over at Probstfield. And then I have three more scheduled, and they're all going to be on the Thursdays, and then my last one is Tuesday, February 18th. And again, they're all posted on my Facebook page.
And they're open to the public. People can come in and ask questions and interact with you and raise their hand and listen to what you have to say and do all those things?
Yeah, absolutely. They've really been really comfortable, really informal. So it's been a really good chance, like I say, for me to just talk with people and get a sense of what people are thinking.
When does the session start, by the way? When does it kick off?
Tuesday, the 25th of February. Okay, so got about another month here.
Got a month. Okay. All right. Cool, man. Thanks, Representative Lean. I appreciate it. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. Representative Ben Lean, Minnesota State Rep, represents Morehead and some of the surrounding area as well.